Last year, lawmakers passed a historic budget, making cuts to general fund spending for the first time since World War II. One of the casualties? The $1.2 million provided to indigent parents for legal representation in child abuse and neglect cases. Over the past several years, 350 to 400 parents a year charged. Attorney Michael Sklar argued that tiny budget cut, less than 0.5% of state spending, legally is a big problem.
There is no question in any of this court's jurisprudence that a parent has a natural and fundamental right to their relationship with their child.
Here's the way the system works in New Hampshire. The court often gives the parent about 12 months to straighten up, get sober, deal with mental illness. If they make the necessary changes, they get the child back. But Sklar told the court, while that may sound simple, parents with little education are entering a world of social workers, judges, attorneys, and jargon.
APLA, AFSA, and using legal terms such as reasonable efforts that no ordinary person understands. If I use the example of a parent in this very case, the man is blind. None of those reports are available in Braille. How is somebody like that supposed to defend themselves?
One justice echoed Sklar's sentiments during oral arguments, saying the trial court is handicapped if parents can't represent themselves. And if parents can't represent themselves, can the court effectively get it right when trying to decide what's in the best interest of the child? But Assistant Attorney General Gene Herrick responded, saying there's nothing in the state constitution that requires making a judge's life easy. Herrick says the court has already taken great steps to make sure parents understand what's happening. Plus, she says, the system is designed to help parents.
The notion that all of the resources of the state are against a litigant is contrary to the very purpose of the statute. In fact, the resources of the state are in favor of reuniting that child with those parents. There are social workers who are hired by the state of New Hampshire to get that child back reunited with those parents.
Herrick pointed out that 85% of abuse and neglect cases end with parent and child reunited. Of course, Herrick's sample includes cases with parents who had lawyers. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.